There goes that man's
gotcha.
Oh my God, did you see that?
America's team? Yeah, right.
Oh, baby, it's a big day in sports.
There's nothing like battling it out with your teammates all season long to go win a championship.
Green Bay's got it this year. Huge move for him. I think it's going to be a game changer.
We have a lot to talk about this busy week in the sports world. Welcome to the In a League of Their Own podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's NHL segment. All-Star Weekend is here. We'll have to touch on that a little bit here. But where I'm starting is a team that has made a surge for a while in the Metro, and then now has kind of hit a skid here before the All-Star break, the Penguins. They're currently sitting in the third spot, again, in the Metro. But they dropped four straight games heading into the All-Star break. Well, 0-3-1, so they got 1 point against the Kraken a couple games ago. But again, trade deadline coming up for that as well. Do you think that a move before the trade line is necessary for the Penguins, or do you think that they're fine where they're at? And I mean, every team drops a handful of games in a row now and then. Do you think they need to make a move?
I could see them picking up Marc-Andre Fleury. I could see them picking up another goaltender. I could also see them going out and getting a defenseman. I know Jeff Petrie from the Canadiens is on the trade block right now. As we're getting closer here to the deadline, I could see a couple other teams who are kind of on the bottom willing to yard sale some players to go try to win a cup. That's kind of what it's all about. All these teams like picking up veteran guys, guys who've been around, got it done, who are still having great careers. Those are about the only two moves I could see them making. But if they do stay how they are, I think they still sit just fine. I think they still make the playoffs. But I don't know. I feel like they still need a tad more depth as far as maybe getting a little younger on the back end, or like I said, bringing in another top tier goaltender to really get through the depth of the playoffs.
Yeah. And kind of looking at the stats of them, I mean, goal scoring, they lead the Metro 154 goals. And then as far as goaltending, Not terrible. 124 goals given up, a plus 30 differential, which is second in the Metro. So, I mean, overall, the Penguins are, I mean, a good team. There isn't a hole to where it's like they got to fill this spot right now or they're not going to make it the distance. But, yeah, as you mentioned, goaltending. I mean, it'd be a perfect ending to the story to bring Marc-Andre Fleury back where it all started. And like you said, add some depth on that end. Because looking at their goaltending, they're really a one-man show with
Jari.
It looked like an E for beer. I forgot it's Jari. Yeah, Jari, 23-8-6, 92.3 save percentage. So he's good. Like, he's not holding the team back in any way. But then behind that, Dominique and DeSmith only have 4 wins between the two of them in 11 games played. Dominique is, I mean, a 97% save percentage, but only 1 game played. So short sample size there. But DeSmith is sub 90, which is kind of that benchmark of if you're below 90, you're kind of below the mark. If you're above 90, you're okay. But again, only 3 goaltenders, and Jari is the lone guy, really, that they lean on night after night. Bringing in Andre Fleury, I think that could be a really, really good duo if you switch back and forth between the two of them, because Jari needs a break. All right, one of these guys step in, like, all right, we got to score a shit ton of goals tonight because we're probably going to let a lot through. You switch back and forth between those two, you could go into the playoffs with the best goalie duo. And then at that point, you just ride whoever's the hottest. But other than that, I mean, yeah, their goal scoring, like I said, second in the Metro. They don't really have to go out and get a guy there. But yeah, I mean, four-game skid sucks, but at the same time, it's a good time to have a four-game skid going into the All-Star break, because then it allows you to assess, all right, what did we do these last four games that got us to this spot? And then next week they can get back at it and try to make a push for the top of the Metro, which I think could be really possible for them.
Yeah, I completely agree. Completely agree. And then on to the All-Star festivities, which get underway in an hour here. First off, who do you think is going to win the NHL's fastest skater competition? The competitors are Chris Kreider from the Rangers, Adrian Kempe from the Kings, Kyle Connor from the Jets, Evgeny Kuznetsov from the Caps, Jordan Kyrou from the Blues, Dylan Larkin, Detroit, Cale Makar, Colorado, and McJesus from Edmonton.
I think it's going to be McDavid. The guys have multiple highlights this year, blowing past an entire team, where they just take their eyes off him for half a second, and he has that speed. The youth, I mean, all these guys. I mean, Kuznetsov is probably what, the oldest guy in this competition.
Him or Kyle Connor for sure.
Yeah.
Even Chris Kreider, he's pretty old.
Yeah, but. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, those other guys, like, I mean, young, fast skaters, but that's a thing. At these skills, like the NHL skills competitions are fun in the way that they're all this close as far as that skill level. It's that guy that has that little extra oomph that wins these competitions. And I think McDavid is the guy that has that.
All right. I think Cale Makar for Colorado is going to win. Young guy, ton of speed. I don't know. Like you said, McDavid, his game speed when there's people out on the ice, but you got to turn, you got to skate. And I feel like as a defenseman, as well as he can skate, I feel like he's going to be the best on his skates as far as mobility, agileness. And I feel like that's what gives him that, just that little edge, as he is the only defenseman in this race. Then on to the save streak. We have some goalies here. Jack Campbell from the Leafs, Vasilevsky from the Lightning, Freddie Anderson from Carolina, Tristan Jarry from the Pens, Cam Talbot, Wild, Yusei Saros, Nashville, Thatcher Demko, Vancouver, and John Gibson from Anaheim. Who do you think wins the save streak? And for those of you who've never seen it, just to describe it, it's basically just breakaway shootout style. How many people can you stop it? Who can stop the most people in a row?
I mean, my first instinct is Vasilevsky.
Not going with your boy Jack.
I'm pulling up here quick. I'm just curious how both of them are like head to head as far as. Okay, Vasilevsky 92.2 save percentage this season, and Campbell 92.5. So they're basically neck and neck. Gosh.
Or Freddie Anderson, hottest team in the league.
Carolina. Yeah, I'm still going to go with Vasilevsky. I mean, Toronto, though, do they have the least goals given up? 112? No, Carolina. 98. Jeez, 98 goals given up. That's unreal. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Vasilevsky though.
Yeah, that's my pick as well.
I think it's gonna be between him and Campbell. I think that those two are gonna lead the lead in this skills challenge, but
if I had to pick a second guy, I'd say it's going to be Cam Talbot on the Wild. I think he's pretty good up front, real close. Then, yeah, some new – pretty cool, some new events that they're bringing on. They're doing a fountain face-off where players are on a boat, and they basically they got to shoot pucks into five targets. And the people to do it in the least amount of time, the fountain like sprays and does all this crazy thing. People in that competition, I guess we could just give our picks for all of these here. Johnny Huberdeau, Claude Giroux, Jordan Eberle, Jacqueline Lamoureux, women's Canadian player, Roman Josi, Nick Suzuki, Zach Werenski, or Mark Stone.
Some names in there I don't recognize, so it's hard to pick as far as, I mean, the ones that stick out to me, Suzuki, Stone, who was the second or third
Giroux.
One? Giroux. He's a Flyer, Jonathan, isn't he?
Yep, and then Jonathan Huberdeau, he's a Florida Panther.
I'm just going to go with familiarity, and I'm going to say Mark Stone.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm going to pick Giroux just because I got to go with my Flyers boy. Then down to the most interesting one, hardest shot. Adam Pellick, Islander, Timo Meier, Shark, Victor Hedman, Tampa Bay Lightning, and good old Tommy Wildboy Wilson from the Caps.
I'm going to go with Victor Hedman.
That's my pick as well. Him or Adam Pellick, I believe, are going to win that one. But, yeah. Yeah, wrapping this episode up. All-Star Game starts in about an hour. And then we have the three-on-three format starting on Sunday. What division do you think is going to take home the championship?
I'm just going to go with the Atlantic. I mean, just looking at that, like the division as a whole, top. I mean, Colorado is right there too in the Central, but they're kind of, they got space. It's kind of like the lone team there. But I mean, in the Atlantic, Florida, Tampa, Toronto, they're among the top teams as far as points and wins this year for a reason. I think it's going to be Atlantic. Florida and Tampa in one division together, I think that's – I won't say unfair, but it's unfair.
I'm going to go with the Central. I'm going to go with the Central division. With the speed of the Avs guys, you got Joe Pavelski out there sniping for the Stars. Feel like they get it done.
Sounds good.
And yeah, that concludes the end of our NHL segment here for today. Check out our other two videos, the NFL and the NBA, where we talk about the highlights and trade rumors going around there. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll be back on Monday with something special for you.